Good afternoon. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. Coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to look at what's going on with the Cliff Lee situation. There is activity on that front. People are a little concerned. I don't know if there's any real reason to be, but we'll discuss. The pool party will be at 5:50, and Community Quick Hits is coming up at 6:10. What are we looking at there today?
We'll examine Jerry's big trip to Vegas.
All right, right now, the Boston...
Romo was a miracle.
The Boston Celtics blew through here to play the Little Mavericks the other night at the American Airlines Center. Their only appearance of the year through here, coming very early in the season. And this is noteworthy, a few days after the fact, for one reason and one reason only. That being that they are the club who these days harbors Shaquille O'Neal. Which means it was time for the Cobra to swing into action. And here he is with a report from the field.
Thank you.
Cobra Davidson.
Do you have me?
I'm not 3 feet away from you.
No. You have me? All right. So, yeah, this was a weird moment. Now, I haven't actually done a live interview with Shaq. I didn't do it last year. We did it over the phone. Just, it's much easier. It cuts out a lot of middlemen and having to go to games and
madmen.
It's easy.
Yeah,
it's easy that
work.
Shaq likes to do it. He likes it over the phone. He feels more comfortable away from people. So, but I hadn't seen him in a while, and I really wanted to. And so I went out.
He didn't play. He was wearing a suit all night.
Exactly. He wasn't going to be really bummed out, win or lose. He really didn't have much to do with it. He's just sitting there in his suit. And I wanted to talk to him anyway about some other issues. And so I went out to.
Yeah, you got
to
start planning for the show.
And that was discussed.
Oh, okay. I'm sure it was.
We're going to do our radio show, buddy.
Yeah. Soon. We're doing it very soon.
Yeah, I bet.
After the year's over with.
Uh-huh. I believe it.
Yeah. As he said, I'm going to hire you. I was like, all right, well, just keep me posted when you hire me, Jack. But, yeah, you know, I've known the guy now for, I don't know, I don't remember when this thing started. I don't even know.
It's been a long time.
But whatever the case.
Damn near 10 years.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I was doing it on Chris's show. But whatever it is, I've known him a long time, and I knew this day would come, Professor. And it is weird because he...
I knew this day would come.
First off...
He was up here earlier today.
The professor?
Yes. Huh. And the ticket glutton.
First off, he did say that this is it. You know, I mean, there's a 95% chance that this is it. He... Obviously, he just wants to win a ring and ride off into the sunset and do whatever else.
He knows he doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah, and he's very upfront about it, you know. Look, the guy's been in the league now for close to 20 years, and he'll probably go down as, if not the most dominant force in NBA history, one of the top two or three. Just
as
by
far as
just
physical
sheer
power,
yes,
yeah.
Brute strength.
I mean, name one that's even close.
Well, Wilt Chamberlain might have something to say about that.
Yeah, but it's
Wilt
kind of a different animal.
Weighed about 140 pounds.
I'm not talking about dominance as far as stats. I'm talking about, like Danny said, just physicality,
power.
And I'm saying, Wilt Chamberlain.
Is that not the words of a 60-year-old man?
It really is. That's his Joe Louis could beat up Muhammad Ali argument.
That's right.
Gentleman Jim Corbett would kill Mike Tyson. So.
In a bare knuckle street brawl.
I'll bet 2 bits on it. But
get
you
on
know.
With your story.
Shaving a haircut. 2 bits.
The guy, you know, I told you guys this yesterday. It's just still so refreshing to see this because he walks out of the dressing room and we're going to go to like some little room within the bowels of the arena to do the interview. Mm-hmm. And
should have just gone to Hooters.
We should have gone to Hooters. He would have fit right in. But you know, down there,
do you like trying new restaurants?
Down there in
do you
the
like
arena,
only the best food.
There's always like these hangers-oners down there. There's not. It's not just media down there. It's just people.
We don't know
who
these
VIP
people are.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he can't walk 3 inches without somebody grabbing him and trying to snap a picture with him.
Right.
And I get it. You know, but the thing is, he could just say, no, I got to go. I got to catch the bus. I got to go. I got to get out of here. He stops for everybody. He stops for every single person.
And he's pleasant.
He's extremely pleasant. He's shaking hands. He's smiling.
Plus, he looks like a black Burt Reynolds.
He knows how to work it.
The bottom line is, he gets it. I've said it a million times. He just gets it. There's a reason he's so lovable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not like Shaq is this saint.
No.
At all.
We've read some text messages.
Sure. But, you know, compared to the other just gigantoid superstar athletes that have come our way over the past 20 years, can you name somebody who is more likable, more lovable, more squeezable and huggable than that man? That more people, just when they see him, there's a big smile. It's not like A-Rod walking down the hall.
Right. He's like a 7'3" package of Charmin.
He is.
I don't know. David Hulse comes to mind as being like that.
I hope you die in a fiery car crash on the way home. Now, anyway.
Now, if that really happens, you're going to feel bad tomorrow.
Yeah. I hope it's not fiery.
Yeah. Just violent.
But this is probably it, you know? I'm sure that hopefully we'll continue to get to goof around and joke. And by the way, if you're tuning in for the first time for the Shaq interview, this is not a hard-hitting interview concerning basketball. This is about as jokey as you get.
Bits are fun.
And so here it is. This is probably the final one ever is with Shaquille O'Neal as a basketball player. But he's in Boston, and so this is a very Boston-intensive Shaquille O'Neal interview.
All right, so is everything okay? You all right? Health-wise,
yes,
you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
What'd you do to your knee? Who were you
Don't worry.
Who was doggy styling you?
Good Lord.
I don't get doggy style. I do the doggy styling.
Right. Ruff, ruff. Okay, so since you're in Boston, it's a whole new atmosphere. And those people, it's like, you know, half-assed title town. They think that, haven't they won more titles than anybody?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
17.
All right, 17. To the Lakers, what?
15, I think.
15?
Yeah.
Okay, so these are the certain things that you would do to grant these people another title.
First of all, I haven't seen you in 2 years. Get to the damn questions. I don't want to hear another instructions. Get to the questions. I know people miss us. Hello, Dallas. I miss you, too.
All right. Question number one. Would you Ted Williams' frozen head inside Fenway Park to win the title?
Yes. All day.
My God.
Raw dog.
Do you understand who that is and what that trouble will get you in?
It won't get me in trouble. I'll do it.
Okay.
Pause it there. Right. Hold on to that thought. I don't know why I don't know why you bleeped out skull.
You said skull blank Ted Williams frozen head.
All right, skull was essential to that, though.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to double beep that.
What?
It seemed extra dirty.
No, no. Would you skull F Ted Williams frozen head in mm-hmm. Fenway Park
mm-hmm.
to win a ring? To which he said, undoubtedly,
yes,
he would.
Okay.
So remember that. Remember that question, okay? Because I'm not sure he knows who Ted Williams is.
All right, you and Robert Parrish have to smoke weed together. While Kevin McHale in the corner for a ring.
Away from me, yes.
No, he's in the corner watching.
Yeah, but he gotta do it away.
So you would do that?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right. You gotta hold a press conference and say that Boston would be a lot cooler if there weren't so many white people there.
Nope. No way.
You could kill. All right, you got to win a title. You got to go up to Larry Bird and ask him if the ugly gene came from his mom or his dad.
Oh, yeah, all day.
You would?
Yeah, of course.
What would he do?
He wouldn't do.
All right, to win a title, you and Big Poppy have to have a stool contest called Big Poopy to see who can produce the biggest mass in one setting.
Oh, I'd win.
Are you sure?
Yes, I think it's excremate 3 to 4 times a day.
I think Poppy, though, is known for that.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, see, there's things you got to learn about Boston.
Well, I'll tell you what. We can do a Shaq versus Boo Boo contest. Shaq versus Big Poppy. Biggest Boo Boo wins.
All right. You have to double team the two ugliest girls at Harvard with Bill Belichick to win a title.
Oh, deal.
Deal?
Deal.
With Belichick?
I would love to get a Harvard pussycat to rub on.
Yeah, right. Okay, you're going to win a fifth ring, right? You have four, right? Okay. You're going to win a fifth ring, but you have to tell Boston that you're doing it to win the five rings for one for every black guy that actually lives in the city.
Yeah, that's fine.
But you wouldn't say that it's too wide of a town?
No.
Okay. That doesn't make any sense, but I'll let you go. All right, if you would have beaten Dallas, you could have done this today. But next time, if you go to Dallas or when Dallas goes up there to Boston, after the game, you have to say that the reason you beat the Mavs is because they totally lost their heads, just like Kennedy did here in Dallas 47 years ago.
No way.
Why not?
No way. Next question. Next question. Stop.
Are you afraid of the Kennedy
Stop
stuff?
That. Next question.
Is it too
Next
much
question.
Up there? No, no, that's it.
Next question. That's, no way.
Let's see. You did all right. I can't believe that you would Ted Williams' head.
I don't even know what it is.
Dude, that's the biggest, that is the number one icon baseball player in Red Sox history.
Babe Ruth, who was Babe Ruth?
Well, Babe Ruth played too, but he's more of a Yankee than Ted Williams. Yeah.
He didn't know who Ted Williams was.
No. And he thought Babe Ruth was the biggest Red Sox icon out there.
Wow. I want to see this doo-doo contest with him and David Ortiz.
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be awesome.
It's funny because we were in there doing this. We found like an empty room.
See,
like
let me interrupt you real quick. Mm-hmm. But my favorite element of the Shaq interviews is the hangers-on that are witnessing it. Now, was there any of that?
No, because we were in the locker room. And I said, you got time for this, or do you want to do this over the phone?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, let's do it now. Let's do it now. And he's like, let's go find a room. So that's when we walked out of there, and he's glad-handing and taking pictures. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Corby, find a room.
I agree, though. These are best when other members of the media are present.
It's way more tense, and he doesn't like it. I don't like it either. So we find this room, mm-hmm. and it's like an interview room that wasn't being used. Well, there's two doors to it, and both doors are shut. Well, in the middle of the interview, and Ty, you edited this. I don't know if you could actually pick this up, but a guy walks in, and he's holding his iPhone out.
Mm-hmm.
Just a guy. I have no idea who he is. And he's just standing like 5 feet behind me. I didn't hear it. I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And he stops in the middle of the interview. And
yeah,
he's like,
I edited that.
Yeah. And he goes, turn that off.
Yeah. He's like, turn that off. I don't want you running that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm recording this and playing it on the radio.
I don't know why. Because if a national media person was in on this interview, they would take that Ted Williams comment and blow it up. And there would be trouble. But we're playing it in a top five or six market. But it's okay.
It's
because
a joke.
Everybody's in on the joke.
I don't know. Right. It might get picked up.
No. I hope
not. It might.
I mean, can you imagine that being on the front page of the Globe, that Shaq challenges David Ortiz to a boo-boo contest?
Shaq's post-career project, Shaq versus boo-boo.
Yeah.
Or that he would skull Ted Williams'
frozen dead head
in Fenway.
On the pitcher's rubber at Fenway.
To win a ring.
Right.
Well, at least there's a title involved.
True. So I guess that makes it all okay.
Sure.
But he won't say there's too many white people in Boston.
No, he will not. And he's afraid of the Kennedys.
But he'll get in a strange sexual tryst with the ugliest women at Harvard with Belichick to win a ring. That's a man with some priorities.
Well, there you go. Hopefully it's not the last, but it is probably the last.
God almighty.
As a player. And by the way, he went to Boston, but that guy wanted to be here. And we talked about that for a while. He wanted to play here. And
it was going to cost us too much, right?
Yes, it would have cost us Brendan Haywood, and that wasn't going to. And you know what? It wasn't. He knew it. He's not as good as Brendan Haywood is right now. Not that Brendan Haywood's any superstar, but he old.
All right, 5:33. This is Sports Radio 1310. The ticket there is...